tuatai te wā mō Scorpio Book Spotlight e arotake ana I ngā pukapuka pāpai.
Yes, it's right! It's time for the Scorpio Books Spotlight. It's going to be a fun one today because all our books are from Telling Tales.
They are. They're fantastic as well.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, well, we've got a few here. So where are we starting?
So because it's in the lead up to Christmas now, I thought I'd bring in a little selection which would make really, really lovely gifts this year. Everything that I'm talking about is in our Scorplings, and if you're familiar with Scorpio books, you know that they do their catalogue, their inklings, for each season, and we have our Scorplings, because that's what baby scorpions are called.
So are they actually?
They are.
That's a very cute name for quite a scary animal.
It is. It's deceiving.
But, yeah.
So I've got a few things here. So we'll start with this really, really beautiful book.
Oh, it's stunning, that front cover.
It's the Story Orchestra, and I'm sure some people will already be familiar with the Story Orchestras because they are just so beautiful, really fantastic gifts.
Oh, is there a series of these?
Yes, so there's, okay. This is the latest one, The Planets, which is Holst's most famous suites. So what it is it's classical music in a storybook, and the illustrations
does
are
it
absolutely
play
beautiful.
Music?
It does.
Oh, stop, really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Do you reckon it'll work on... Oh, I'll try it, shall
try,
I?
Try, give it a go.
Okay. Oh, my God, this is beautiful, first of all. And you just... Oh, there's a button on each one. Okay, hold on. Oh, wait. Oh. Oh, yeah, it's picking it up. Oh my god, so all I did was just press a circle on each page. It just says press here.
Yeah, and at the back there's a little bio of the composer, and you can press all of the buttons and listen to all the music again. It's so fantastic. So there's a whole series of these of loads of different composers, and they're all storybooks as well, so they're really fantastic to get the young kids into classical music.
Oh my, this is the coolest book ever.
And they've recently brought out a puzzle as well.
Really?
Yes. So they have the Nutcracker for Christmas. And when you put certain puzzle pieces in, the music from the Nutcracker will play.
Oh, get out.
It's so amazing. It's really fantastic. So we have a whole display of these at the moment because they make such beautiful gifts.
And yeah, I just love that. They are gorgeous to look at, aside from the music. What a cool book.
Yeah, really fantastic. And they're perfect for sort of that... Ages 3 to 8, I mean, I love them. I think they make really lovely coffee table books any age, really. So they're really beautiful. So we have, a whole display of those at the moment because they're just stunning.
Books that play music, I love that.
So lovely. So we'll move on to a little bit older. So sort of for that sort of age 5 to 9, Kate DiCamillo has... brought out a book, The Puppets of Spellhorst, and it's such a beautiful, it's kind of like a little fairy tale, and it's about these little puppets, an owl, a boy, a girl, a king, and a wolf, and it's so fantastic. And
it sounds cute. It sounds very charming.
It's almost like an instant classic. It really feels that way, and the illustrations make it feel that way as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of illustrations in it.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. So it means that it's perfect for sort of younger readers who can sit and, you can read a chapter each night, or for the older reader who would just really enjoy a very sweet and lovely story.
Oh, yeah.
It's sort of about they get separated and they come back together, and it's about each of their hopes and dreams, and it's really, really lovely.
Oh,
it's
that does sound really
it's
cute.
It's a fantastic story.
I like it. And it does that imagery where, it'll work the words around the image. I know that's an odd detail, but I really like books that do that.
Yeah, but it's really nice. It's a nice touch.
Oh, that's so cute.
So
I love that.
So that's really beautiful. And then the last book I have to speak about is Chris Wormald's The Lucky Bottle. And it's a really, really fantastic adventure story. It's about a boy who gets stranded on an island, and it's a little bit of a callback to lots of different books. He meets the only inhabitant there is Robinson. So a little bit of Robinson Crusoe. It's really fantastic. It's got so much in it. It has pirates, witches, monsters, a giant tortoise. Like, it's really fantastic. Right. It's got everything. So it's
Oh my gosh.
And it's all about this ship in a bottle. So it's a really fantastic book. That's sort of for the 7+. And yeah, it's just a really fantastic adventure. And I think it would suit a lot of readers as well. It's got a little bit of everything.
So. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Just quickly, let's go through the age brackets ish of these again. So the Story Orchestra.
The Story Orchestra is sort of like 3 to 8 years old.
Okay.
I mean, I still think the older kids would really enjoy it, but around 3 to 8. And then The Puppets of Spellhorse, more like the 5 to 9 age.
Okay.
And The Lucky Bottle, sort of 7+.
It's
a little bit more advanced, got a lot more text in there. It might be
cool.
Might be challenging the kids in a good way.
Yeah,
nice.
good. And challenged they should be,
exactly.
I say. These are all fantastic. Thank you so much for these selections today. Now, Telling Tales.
Yes.
Not actually in Scorpio Books.
No, it is just across the square. It's still in the BNZ Centre.
Yeah, it's easy to see, isn't
it? Yeah, it's absolutely. You just look at Scorpio Books and then turn around and we're right there.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. And how is December going so far?
Good. It's so good. It's been really, really lovely. There's some really lucky kids that are going to get some really fantastic books this Christmas. We've been really busy helping people find those really good books for.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. So busy though.
Busy.
Yeah,
busy. But it's good. It's really, and it's lovely when sort of parents and grandparents come in and they're so passionate about the younger kids and what they're reading, and they want to get them really good things.
I got my nephew a book the other day. It was Thomas Tank Engine Goes to New Zealand.
That has been a popular request.
I had to find it. I think a lot of people are looking for it this year.
Yeah.
But I was a diehard Thomas kid, so like, now I have to make everyone diehard Thomas kid.
Yeah, it's the way. That's what you have to do.
Thank
my
you.
First goldfish was called Gordon because of
really?
Thomas Tank Engine.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah, you got taste. You know what's going on.
Exactly.
Hey, thank you so much for joining me today.
No, thank you.
Have a wonderful, wonderful day. How's your Christmas shopping going, just quickly?
It's going so well because I don't have to do any of it. I'm on the other side of the world, and that's all Big Sister's job for this year. So I've gotten away with it, really.
I'm so jealous.
I'm very happy.
Oh, no, yeah, it's going to be a good Christmas for you. Gosh.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Hey, well, have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you, and you.